discuss some journeys are better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 702.
While consumers and homeowners anxiously await potential relief as the repo rate holds steady at 8.25 with its prime rate at 11.75, both at a 15-year high since mid-2023, Samuel Seif, chairman of Seif Properties, was concerned over prolonged high rates, emphasizing their adverse effects on the economy and on the market. Also worried about this, and as I said earlier on, when you're looking at interest rates, and the Monetary Policy Committee has said that there might not be an interest rate cut all the way through until September, and maybe even later than that, because inflation is still at 5.3%. We're chatting this morning to Brett Leon, who is the Managing Director at Lou Geffen Sotheby's, and he is the International Realty at Atlantic Seaboard and in the City Bold. Brett, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk and 702.
Good morning, Zane. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Could you provide us with some insights into how these sort of current high interest rates are impacting on the financial landscape, both for consumers as well as homeowners? And, you know, how do these rates compare historically? And it must have a very huge impact on the sort of supply and demand, and it's either a buyer's market or a seller's market, Brett?
Correct. Obviously, you know, we've been, since COVID, obviously interest rates have been steadily rising, and so far it's remained quite the same. And we've been waiting for those interest rate cuts to ease the pressure off, especially the consumers and for homeowners. Regarding interest rates, you know, for the consumers, it's about, you know, the extra fees, the extra interest that they're paying on those credit cards, the home loan bonds, etc. I understand right now that it may be quite tough, but if we can be a little bit more patient, hopefully that this coming year that the interest rates will drop and it will make things a lot better for everybody. You know, if people have bought properties right now, especially in Cape Town, you know, they're buying at the higher interest rates, but hopefully with that interest rate drops later in this year, you know, they'll be in the pound seats. And so buying property is always a great thing in Cape Town in generally. So guys, hold out, hold on, buy those properties. With capital inflation and growth, especially in Cape Town, and interest rates hopefully to come down, people will be doing great here. Interest rates have been steady. It's been, you know, with inflation, etc., and obviously with fuel price hikes and electricity woes, we as South Africans are always resilient to everything that we go through.
It's always it comes down to affordability, isn't it, Brett? Because, you know, a person who could have afforded a 2 million rand home, you know, when the interest rates were 4% and 5%. Might not be able to afford exactly that same home, and might want to downscale to maybe a 1.5 million rand home because of the affordability scale. And with the interest rate at a 15-year high and persistent concerns over inflation, what trends are you observing in the property market at the moment?
Well, currently in the property market here in Cape Town, I think you find a lot of semigration coming down from South Africa. Yes, people are concerned about the interest rates currently right now in terms of what they can afford. A lot of people are looking for homes to rent versus to buy, but those who can manage to afford to still buy property are able to do so and are doing very well with properties, especially down in Cape Town, boards being a buyer's market here. So at the end of the day, people are still buying, especially Cape Town, but yes, it is putting off people from purchasing properties due to the higher interest rates, therefore are looking for rentals. But the problem is it's become a rentals market. Is the amount regarding supply and demand that, you know, the properties are exorbitantly expensive regarding rentals at the moment because of the interest rates and also because of the demand for rentals in Cape Town.
Chatting this morning to Brett Leon, who's the Managing Director at Lou Geffen Sotheby's International Realty, Atlantic Seaboard and the City Bowl in Cape Town area. Brett, for current homeowners, especially those with mortgages, and, you know, if you're looking at a 2 million rand home, your your sort of payment could have gone up from 16,500 to 22,000 or 21,000 with the high interest rate. So how are they being affected by this prolonged high interest rate? And are there any strategies or considerations that you could possibly recommend to current homeowners? Do they just stick in there and, you know, bite the bullet? Because it's difficult to cut expenses, Brett. You just don't know where to cut.
Listen, one can go always try and negotiate with the bank to try and see how long your term of loan is left. Or one try and negotiate, maybe extend that, reduce your monthly payments to the bank. And for those who are fortunate to be in a position to be able to have some extra expendable income to put that into your home loan, into your bond, which will help reduce your overall payments considerably. So those are the recommendations. I say to hold in, bite the bullet. Hopefully interest rates will come down in the foreseeable future. And as I say, property is always a great investment, especially in Cape Town. But yeah, hopefully those numbers do come down for interest.
I know that you're not an economist by heart, and it's always very, very interesting to me how people in the property. I had a chat to one of the agents over the weekend, how people in the property market watch the economy very, very carefully, because those shifts in the economy actually affect where the market shifts into. So looking ahead, what do these interest rate dynamics mean for prospective home buyers? Do I wait until it becomes it's a buyer's market at the moment, or do I wait for the interest rates to come down and then invest in property, or do I start looking around, especially people buying a second and a third property, because any economist will tell you buying assets is the best thing rather than sticking your money in the bank.
Correct. I agree with that sentiment. If you're buying a second or third property, the banks look favorably in regards to, regarding that approving a bond for a second or third property. They look in terms that is an investment property. They look at your rental income, your investment income regarding from that property. They look at it as an income. So they are very bullish at the moment. I think it's Absa Bank who are looking at that second or third bond for a third investment property. So it's always good to buy assets, and buy, especially in property in Cape Town, especially, you have foreign investment still heavily into Cape Town, into your high-end areas, and some migration of local South Africans. And you're finding expats, South Africans have went overseas and are coming back, because South Africa gives that great lifestyle. And regarding the rand for them, for the euros, foreign exchange wise. So South Africa, especially Cape Town, is always a great investment, and it's never too late to invest in property.
Chatting there to Brett Leon, the Managing Director at Lou Geffen Sotheby's International Realty, Atlantic Seaboard, and of course, and the City Bowl, giving us some insights as to how the interest rate is affecting the market at the moment. It is a buyer's market. Obviously, with the high interest rate, you will get property prices drop slightly. And then, of course, you can get into that buyer's market if you have the affordability, if the bank sees you as a worthy credit and of course, a worthy candidate. They will then sell you a second and third property. And if you invest in property, obviously, there is that return that comes in all the time. So it's a wise investment. And that was Brett Leon, Managing Director at Lou Geffen Sotheby's International Realty, Atlantic Seaboard, and the City Bulk.